Next door in Ukraine, Mad Heads XL. It's one of that country's most popular rock bands. It's also among the few Ukrainian bands with a sizable international following. Mad Heads XL started out performing in English, but a few years ago the band decided to switch to Ukrainian, and when they did, things started happening to their music. Bridget McCarthy reports from Kiev.
Mad Heads XL's rehearsal studio is in a storage room on top of a dilapidated parking garage, far from downtown Kiev. The band isn't selling too many CDs or concert tickets these days because of Ukraine's economic crisis. But Vadim Krasnooki, the band's 37-year-old lead singer and songwriter, says people are still buying their music, especially this song.
It's our very outstanding bestseller in the ringtones and ringbacktones for mobile phones.
It's called Ayana Mori. It means I'm at the sea and presumably lying on the beach.
More than 100,000 people paid for it. Actually, from this one ringtone, we get much more money than from all the records that we ever sold.
Vadim Krasnooki never dreamed he'd be a Ukrainian rock star. He grew up in a Russian-speaking family and studied classical violin as a kid, back when Ukraine was still part of the Soviet Union and rock and roll was considered subversive, which, of course, made it even more alluring.
Because it was a music of freedom. So it was kind of opposition to the regime, listening to rock music.
It was also cool. Every kind of rock music was popular, but Krasnooki was part of a small group of rockabilly fanatics in Kiev. They traded bootleg tapes of the Stray Cats and other American bands with guys in St. Petersburg and Moscow. Then he taught himself the guitar and started writing his own songs. Vadim Krasnooki formed Mad Heads in 1991, while he was getting his engineering degree. By the mid-1990s, the group was touring throughout Europe and Russia.
Younger, I was up to crazy things of every kind. No, I never ever cared to look behind. And I survived. Now whatever you might say, I just don't mind.
All the songs on Mad Heads' first three albums were in English.
Rock and roll music was formed around English language, so it has the rhythm. You cannot just copy it and do a copy translation.
But about 10 years ago, Krasnooki began to experiment by writing songs in Russian and then Ukrainian. He also began incorporating Ukrainian folk tunes into his music. He says it was part of his awakening Ukrainian identity.
I do think that Ukraine will work as a country, as a state, as a community if we will keep our language.
Krasnooki prefers Ukrainian to Russian for artistic reasons, too.
Ukrainian is more melodical, much more melodical.
And the cadence of the language has pulled his music in new directions.
Like when I started to do Ukrainian lyrics, the elements of reggae music appeared in my songs. It wasn't planned. It just, I don't know why, but Ukrainian works well with reggae rhythms and melodies.
This song is one of Mad Heads XL's biggest all-time hits. It means there is hope. Vadim Krasnooki says he wrote this song for those who are having a hard time getting out of bed because of grief or illness.
When I was thinking of such people, I wanted to find the words that they still will hear and that will help to get up.
Mad Heads has recorded a version of this song in English, too.
You fall down the valley of sorrow. You feel pain you just can't go through. When you don't believe in tomorrow, tomorrow still keeps faith in you.
Krasnooki says a lot of people have told him that this song lifted their spirits. One grateful fan even went out and bought him a Fender guitar. Krasnooki has it up on his wall.
I keep this Fender as a memory for me that what I'm doing is important not only for me but for other people.
For the world, I'm Bridget McCarthy in Kiev, Ukraine.
The hope is here and it's the something that never dies. Whoa.
And that's all for us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We'll be back tomorrow.